I've heard it said around the city, basically, that this is not the world that we grew up in. And you know something? They are not wrong. In recent years, we've had things bother us that had never, ever done that before. And there's one thing that had been released, and I'm going to talk about that on the first segment, that brought back yet another issue that we have talked about before. I mean, before I start pointing fingers, let me also say this. I'm guilty of it too. I've done this also. Sometimes I've realized it, sometimes I haven't. Which brings me to this show. What we're going to do for this edition of the podcast is, for the first segment, share with you the latest story that I ran into that brings back something that won't ever go away. And then I figure I'll come up with an idea to maybe possibly calm things down a little bit. We need to. Or we're going to be victims, most especially, of going to a game downtown thinking we're going to have fun, and in reality, we're going to end up the same way that people at the Chiefs rally did last week. This is kind of our, for lack of a better phrase, take a chill pill version of the New Directions podcast, and it's a new direction that I think we need right away. A chance to be calm. Song number 10 in our survey is going to close out this show. Hopefully we'll be calm before that and we can have a little more fun. Oh yeah, there's that word fun that people don't seem to want to have anymore. Please correct me if I'm wrong, and I hope I am. A needed new direction here on the podcast tonight, and we'll get going with it on the other side of this break. This is Terry Runyon with the New Directions podcast with a very, very special announcement. We are hashtag KC Strong. We woke up as champions, expecting to celebrate a day in triumph. Instead, February 14th will be remembered for its tragedy. This moment is an opportunity to turn our collective outrage into action. This is why together the Chiefs and the United Way are creating a special emergency fund to support our community in the efforts to heal and become more resilient in the wake of these horrific events. Riverside Red X will donate 100% of sales of our specially marked cookies. Cost of product and labor is paid for by Red X. You know where your money is going, and help support KC Strong. Please buy those cookies. The families affected by the events of Valentine's Day will be greatly appreciated, and you'll be very glad that you did. Songs like this one really don't need any introduction. They're a part of life. Fellas, if you please.
So proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red. Still there, oh.
You know who that was, and you know the song, I'm sure, by now. It had not been reported in other outlets, what I'm about to share with you. It has a connection, however, to a sport that's near and dear to my heart. And before I get into the story, let me set a little background here. One of the former jobs that I had was a photographer for the Kansas City Royals. And we were given rules as we got started doing this that really, when you stop and think about it, are no-brainers. For instance, yes, our jobs were important, but the rule we were given was every activity stops when the national anthem was played. That's just no if, and, or but. And we made sure we followed that. The only real kicker I could come up with was I wasn't quite in a position to hear all of it. And I think that God would understand, excuse me, if we weren't quite there. I just took it to mean we were supposed to just stop everything. And it didn't matter which part of the stadium you were working in. The photography, merchandising, food, doesn't matter. Everything stops at the start of the national anthem. That, to me, my friends, is the definition of a very, very patriotic country. A country who very definitely respects the flag. In an old Cub Scout book that I had a long time ago, what they said about the national anthem was this: we sing it because we love our country. That, my friends, is what you call simpler times. Now, we fast forward to today. And people say things that don't make things very simple. Then San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick. All of a sudden, thought you weren't supposed to stand for the national anthem. He ends up not only going to his knees, I think the story was, but also getting other people to do the same thing. And if that wasn't bad enough, there are people that are veteran military servers, the people who have served in the military, some that still do, who are just as upset about people not standing for the national anthem as anybody else would be. People who have come to even your congenial host about that. And there are those, with all the world situations, stuff that we have going on, that are finding themselves having to defend the way they feel about this country. At least that's my observation, anyhow. We never had to do that before. Let me kind of settle this question. Well, before I do that, let me go into the story that got me going on this again. It was reported in spring training that the San Francisco Giants, who I believe have a new manager now, the new manager has gone on record saying he will have everybody stand for the national anthem. And apparently the former manager of the very same San Francisco Giants didn't take too kindly. Matter of fact, they found themselves leaving the field at that time.
I do not know, ladies and gentlemen, where the new thinking had come from. But let me kind of share with you right here and now what my feeling is regarding the national anthem. First of all, the national anthem, we do sing because we love our country. And I would like to think most, if not all of us here in the United States do. When we sing the national anthem, we're showing respect for those in uniform also. Thank you for your service, men and women of uniform, by the way. And we're supposed to continue to do so. The stories that I've been reading about people that are very upset about having to stand, doesn't seem to me like they have a good enough reason to not do so. And what's worse, we'll go back to the NFL for just a second. The very same season Mr. Kaepernick pulled his little stunt, it seemed to me that every network that covered NFL football gave the time of day to other people who were doing the very same thing. That makes no sense to me at all. I am of the understanding that when the national anthem is played or sung, stand the heck up. You're supposed to. Keep your feelings, and I'm sure they're personal feelings, to yourself. You have no reason to really say anything bad about it. This is our country, ladies and gentlemen. This is the United States of America. And we are supposed to be nice. We're supposed to be there for people. We're supposed to do this. I've got one more thing I want to throw in for this segment, and that's the now Cleveland Guardians. This is an issue that upsets me also. And I'm going to tie this one in a little bit to the Washington Redskins too, because as I read on this very show, although the Washington Redskins are now the Commanders, there's a movement for them that they want this Washington team to revert back to the Redskins. I would like nothing better, personally, than to see the Cleveland Guardians refer themselves back to the Indians. The Indians, as I again said on this broadcast, have a very, very storied history. And a very long one as well. But when everything had gone down about this, about what had happened with the name change, my thought at that point was, you got to be kidding. We are letting too many things bother us that never used to. And what's bad is, people who tried to be objective, and I've tried to be also, have let themselves get caught up in the middle of it too. It needs to stop. Independent thinking needs to come back. Do I have an answer for that? No. Not an answer clearly. But it seems to me that ever since 2020, we have been basically on edge every single solitary day. Dagnabbit, it's got to stop. I'm not saying we should always just be robots and everything like that, because when things happen to us personally, we react personally, and I understand that. But I think we, my friends, need to take more of an effort to bring this country back to calm down stage. And it hasn't happened. it needs to happen. And that is a topic I will talk about a little bit more on the other side of this break.
Hi, folks. I'm William Lee Golden. If you ever wondered what was behind the beard, now you can find out, as I tell all in my new autobiography. I grew up in the cotton fields of South Alabama, but I dreamed of being at the top of the gospel music charts, and those dreams came true. Then I dreamed that the Oak Ridge Boys could make it in country music, and we did. My 50 years with the Oaks have been quite a ride, and it's all in my book. You can get your deluxe hardcover copy on Amazon or at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com. And at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com, you can also get an autographed copy. I'd love to sign one just for you. And I hope you enjoy reading about my life as much as I've enjoyed living it.
A week from Sunday, I'm going to be in Camden once again. And when I am, the sermon I share with them brings back a song that started things, and I wanted to kind of start this segment with it too. I shared the sermon on an earlier podcast, I know, but I wanted to share the song at least again. Here now is Mac Davis with Stop and Smell the Roses. Not only personally do I, but I would say we do too. We need to stop and smell the roses. We have become, my friends, a little too much like Well, New York. In terms of how much we're in a hurry every day. In terms of people looking ahead to
sets blood sugar levels and reverses type 2.
Looking ahead to the next day and planning the next day at when it's barely 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. We have been, as I've been pointing out off and on since 2020, very definitely stressed out too much. And I will put myself in there too. We need to come up with ways to calm ourselves. God put us on this earth to basically make a difference for Him. This is not my main scripture for this particular sermon that I'm going to be revisiting in another week. But the message is still there. The 6th chapter of Matthew, verse 33, says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well." Some of you may know the King James version of it too, and if so, good for you. That's the same version anyway. For the rest of this 2024, I will make a conscious effort to relax a lot more. It has not been easy to do. I'm high strung by trade. But at the same time, I personally, and I think in a matter of speaking, we do too, have ways in front of us where we could have fun again. We didn't have that as much in 2020, or really in essence 21 either. 21 we had a small scale, but it's taken a while to build up, and there's even some businesses that unfortunately have had to close because of everything that's gone down in 20. I'm just going to say one thing about COVID-19, and I'm going to leave it alone. It bothers me that people have not found a cure for this. They found vaccinations, and on that regard, I'm grateful. But the cure needs to come. I found a lot of places over the course of my years here on this earth where relaxation very definitely comes. I've seen waterfall pictures from other people, one in a movie, the other from Instagram of all places. And people have very definitely gotten more calm and more relaxed. I have been very partial to waterfalls, and this is very definitely a very nice one. It's one of those that you could go away and relax and be fine. It is my prayer, my friends, that we do find ways to relax ourselves a lot more. And as far as those that are protecting us at the rallies and places like that, they don't have an easy job, I realize that. But it is my hope and my prayer that they find ways to protect us even better than they've ever been able to before. Whether it's downtown, uptown, or wherever town, it makes no difference. I'd like to end this segment with the word of prayer, so can you join me, please? Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for the freedoms that we share in this country. We thank you for the opportunities that we very definitely have had. And we pray for more to come. I personally do too. But help us to realize that the things that we believe in do not need to be changed by anybody. Help us to not let anybody change the way we think. Help us to be the kind of people that you wanted us to be for a long time. The ones that can, will, and do think for ourselves. Be with us as we continue to grow into the kind of people you want us to be. It's in the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray all of this. Amen. We'll be right back. When you look for places to eat, specifically fast food, you find yourself trying to decide between, for instance, hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, steak sandwiches, subs, for kind of a sub actually, and a few other odds and ends in between. What if I told you that there was a place that you can get almost all of what I just mentioned? Well, guess what, my friends? There is a place. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to tell you about Texas Tom's. This place has everything and everything big. They have cheeseburgers. They have Italian sausage. They have steak sandwiches. They have chicken sandwiches. I think I might have even seen fish, but I don't know. They have a lot of different sides, such as okra, mushrooms, my personal favorite, onion rings, that's just to name three. I had never eaten there before recently, and I'm coming on right now to recommend it highly. When you're in the neighborhood of a place like this, I hope that you're preparing to stop. Every possible thing that you could want is at Texas Tom's. The hamburgers, the chili dogs even. I forgot to mention the chili dogs. Chicken sandwiches, you name it. It's all there. And if you leave that place hungry, that is on you. Stop at Texas Tom's near you, and my friends, you will be very, very glad that you did. Next week on the podcast, it's going to be our annual St. Patrick's Day show. With St. Patrick's Day on a Sunday, seemed appropriate to work ahead of the game a little bit, do it a few days early, and get us into the mood for the day of wearing of the green. And I think I might have did my leprechaun impersonation right. But anyway, next time out, we're going to go to the Emerald Isle and have ourselves a St. Patrick's Day edition, right here on the New Directions podcast. Now, to try to calm down the world, that's asking a little much. So I figure, excuse me, to try to do this a little better and perhaps more efficiently, we would all calm down the section that we know we can do. And then maybe it'll spread and we could be the ones that bring the world back to wherever, to bring the world back to God, like Reba McEntire would sing. Here's hoping it'll continue, but with this year being an election year, you never know. We'll just see what happens. And on that note, that's going to wind things up for this edition of the New Directions Podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. We will see you next week from virtually Ireland. Till then, let's start a top 10 list. What do you say, Dave? Song number 10 put together a combination that I kind of liked hearing on this. Alabama recorded it. I think Hank Jr. had a version of it on an album of his. How about if we bring them together to have a little fun as we start this year's birthday survey with song number 10 to get us out of here? Here are Alabama and Bo Cephas with Tennessee River.